Coming up in our headlines, Ghana's donors push for effective implementation of cash waterfall mechanism for the country's energy sector as failure could affect fresh disbursement. Also in this bulletin, cocoa farmers hoard cocoa beans in anticipation of price hikes promised by Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Plus, financial observers advise developing countries, including Ghana, to prepare for some economic shocks that may occur as a result of the US elections. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. Thanks so much for your time. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. The country's donor partners are putting fresh pressure on government to strictly enforce the sharing of revenue collected by the ECG to other sector players. George Yafe has more on concerns picked up from these development partners in Washington, D.C.
Somewhere last month or so, Car Power had to draw down on letters of credit, reaching over $112 million or so. Asogli has also gone down. I don't know what the action will be from other stakeholders and players. And it's not going to be a one-off event if we don't find money to address these problems. We've gotten to a point where the promises are not working. You know, if you're not raising enough revenue to be able to pay the value chain, some of these actions will be taken by the generators of power.
Ben Boache is the executive director of ASEF speaking there. Now, some cocoa farmers in Ghana are reportedly hoarding the beans in anticipation of higher prices. According to Reuters, the farmers potentially squeezing supplies to a global market looking to recover from last season's disruptions harvest. There is more in this following report.
Cocoa farmers in Ghana, the world's second largest producer, are holding back their beans in anticipation of higher prices. This hoarding could tighten supplies in the global cocoa market, which is still recovering from last season's poor harvest. Although the extent of bean stocking in rural areas is unclear, a dozen farmers, buyers, and cocoa board officials have confirmed the practice, with some attributing it to a slowdown in bean purchases. The government has assured farmers of price adjustment to benefit them. Ghana reportedly lost over a third of its 2023-2024 cocoa output to smuggling, contributing to a drop in production to a 20-year low and pushing global cocoa prices to record highs. To counter this, Ghana raised a fixed farm gate price by nearly 45% to 48,000 cedis, about $3,000 per metric ton for the 2024-2025 season, which began in September. However, Ivory Coast, Ghana's neighbor and the top cocoa producer, slightly surpassed this by setting its price at 1,800 CFA francs, which is $3 per kilogram.
A business desk report. Meanwhile, the CEO of the Ghana Cocoa Board, Joseph Boainedu, has appealed to all stakeholders to consider the important role cocoa players play in Ghana's economic development.
And this should be a matter of concern to everybody. It shouldn't be just cocoa board. For us, it's the cocoa. And even with the cocoa, I've already mentioned that the cocoa is a national strategic commodity that we all need to protect. Whether we like it or not, cocoa brings in almost about 99% of its revenue in hard currency to Ghana. I do not think any other sector matches that. If there's any sector bringing, you know, whatever they send outside, the bulk of that money stays, I mean, hard currency, dollars, they don't come here. But for cocoa, 99.something% comes to Ghana, you know. So we need to protect the sector to continue to have the dollars.
Joseph Boainedu is the CEO of Cocoa Board. In an attempt to deal with the rising rate of unemployment amongst the population, Generation, a global non-profit network, has embarked on the Grow project, which provides skills and opportunities. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business, Country Programs Manager Mr. Lomote emphasized Generation's commitment to enhance the economic well-being of the youth, starting with over 700 youths this year across Ghana with dignified employment.
Our work here in Ghana, here done in partnership with the MasterCard Foundation, is aiming at reaching 2,000 young people in 2 years' time. As it stands now, we've reached 700 people, 77% of them being female. The whole idea is that we've taken five professions that we think that are highly impactful, either as freelancers, remote work, or in-person work. And too, is that when you come through our programs and you graduate within 90 days, we will support you to gain employment.
Vandyke Lomote is the Country Programs Director of Generation Ghana. And to some other stories, Country Trading PLC, a leader in trading and duty-free retail with over 35 years of expertise, has proudly launched its second duty-free shop, Millennium Duty Free, situated at the prestigious Skylight Hotel in Addis Ababa. The new shop is targeting African travelers into the city of Addis Ababa to support tourism and domestic revenue. Speaking to some journalists through a virtual engagement on the importance of the new milestone by the company, senior director at the Country Trading called on local investors to consider partnering to establish duty-free facilities to help country foreign exchange depreciation.
We have to go for war so that we can do such kind of business, you know. So especially West Africa, I know that several people travel to Dubai, like China or Europe, to do their shopping. But you know, bringing the shops to their platform is the best thing that I suggest. And through that, we can keep, you know, the forex or the forex earning that goes out of Africa, and we can also create a job. You know, we can do several things that can benefit the economy in general. So I believe that, you know, other African countries should replicate what we have done in Ethiopia. And we are also happy and ready to do the same business in other African countries. The shop is today's international level.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Some international financial analysts are cautioning the severe economic decisions taken by the U.S. could greatly impact on developing economies like Ghana. The U.S. elections have started, with former President Donald Trump already hinting of tax hikes on goods imported to the U.S. Speaking to Joy Business financial analyst in the U.S., Dr. Wisdom Dogbe cautioned that developing countries like Ghana must prepare for shocks that may cause global inflation to go up.
Just look at the impact of the first rate cut. Central banks across the globe, including the Bank of Ghana, they all follow suit. It's a similar kind of a global impact that I think we'll see with either Harris or Trump's victory. That I think that former President Trump's tariff policy is one to watch out for in terms of its impact on global supply chains. I believe there could be, you know, disruptions in global supply chains due to tariffs and also trade tensions. And I suspect that that could worsen inflation and lead to increased cost, which would affect businesses globally. Harris, on the other hand, she has a more cooperative trade approach, and there is a possibility that could enhance the reliability of global supply chains and effectively benefit international business and consumers. And I also think that a Trump victory may result in immediate market volatility, particularly concerning trade policies.